So sometimes while trying to get funds for building a temple, the focus shifts from preaching and helping people to become devotees to just speaking whatever is needed to help them, to get them to give the money.
Yes.
Then is that what is healthy, desirable? So are we pleasing our spiritual master?
Yes.
Who at one side wants to build temples to be built, but who also says that preaching should also be done. It says that it's a very important concern. And I was at a temple in America where they built a beautiful temple, and the temple president told me that temple president is like a good preacher. So he said, actually I was doing more preaching before we build the new temple. Because now after building the temple, it's not just building the temple, after that we have to maintain it. And maintaining it also means you have to keep getting funds. Not just people, funds also. So he said, now I have to, because the temple is already there, it will be a big disgrace if the temple has to close down or something like that. So now I have to spend more, my preaching has gone down substantially because I am worried about funds right now. So generally, so it's that there are three levels. One is, there are some people who are never going to become devotees. And many of the people during Prabhupada's times, they became life members. And they helped Prabhupada in many big ways, but then very few of them became devotees. So approaching people and getting them to contribute Lakshmi to Krishna is also a valuable way of connecting people with Krishna. And for some people, that is the only way they will connect with Krishna. And probably in the future life, they may connect at a more serious level. Bhakti is a multi-lifetime process, so it's not a wrong thing. So that is at one level. Say, now the second level would be that we focus on influential people, on wealthy people, and try to make them devotees. And if they are amenable, still they will require time. I was just with Giriraj Maharaj in America, in Carpentaria, and he was telling that how he, Krishna Chandra Prabhu is one of the, Rishikesh Mafatlal is one of the prominent donors was in Juhu, now Chapati, he's a big donor. So he said and Srinathji Prabhu, N.D. Desai, who recently passed away, he said, I went and spent hours just in their office waiting to just get a few minutes to talk with them. And he in fact said that we had a whole system that wherever they would travel, we would travel behind them and would find out where we could get some time to talk with them. So he spent hours and hours, months upon months, to cultivate them. And now they have become very serious devotees. So giving time to big people, and initially there's not much preaching, it's mostly like relationship building. But giving them time so that they become devotees, that is also worth it. Sometimes we see some people have a spiritual spark, but they are caught in a social professional setting where they can't commit at that time. But then we maintain a relationship and we make ourselves accessible. So at the external level, not much preaching seems to be happening. But then they will be giving some donations. So the objective is to provide them facility to become devotees. Prabhupada's vision in my life membership was to help the life members to become devotees by giving them books, by giving them facility to stay in the temple. A third is where people are becoming devotees. They are actually understanding Krishna Bhakti and committing themselves to practice. So now, all these three, in my understanding, can be three different forms of outreach. And people who are at the third, doing the third, don't have to be pulled to do the first. And people who are doing the first don't have to be blamed for not doing the third. But unfortunately, every community has a particular definition of success. So based on that definition of success, say if the fundraising is what is the priority, then the fundraisers become the glamorized people. They become the models. Oh, this person raised this much money, this person raised this much money. And then everybody else feels a subtle pressure to become like that. And they feel as if we are not doing that, then we are not doing anything worthwhile. So I would say that we need some amount of security within ourselves. that there are different ways in which we can serve Krishna, and even if this my particular service is not glamorized in the community, still it is valuable. And I don't think anyone will stop us from doing that service. There is definitely a subtle amount of subtle or sometimes even gross also, you know, why don't you do this, or what are you achieving this? But on my website, if you, there's a lecture which I gave, appreciating different definitions of success in bhakti. So there I talk about this elaborately, you may want to hear that class. But the broad principle is, if we are inspired to do the third, and just we are inspired to focus on cultivating devotees, then it's best that we associate with others who appreciate the definition of success. And there we will get the inspiration. And even if some devotees feel that, oh, you're not getting raising funds, whatever, you can explain, yes, we are also giving according to our capacity what we are doing, but eventually even if the temple is built, we will need people to run the temple, we'll need committed devotees. So yes, you are building the funds for the temple, we are getting the devotees who will run the temple. So some people may appreciate that, some people may not appreciate that. That's okay, you know, that there is that famous pastime Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. So Prabhupada was asked, you know, when we are going to make this temple, should we get expensive jewels to decorate the temple? And Prabhupada said, no need, my devotees are my jewels. They will be what will attract people to Krishna. So if we can get that both by our philosophical understanding of the whole mission of Krishna Bhakti, as well as by our association with like-minded devotees, if we get the security, then we can go on. And as far as some devotees getting pressured, you can just explain to them, you know, yes, that actually, yeah, because there is this need to build a temple. So even if you are approached 2-3 times by different people, that's okay. It's okay. You just, you say, no, I have already given us, just be polite and just move on. So no need to criticize those who are doing that. And then no need to feel insecure in what we are doing. Because what we are doing is also very important, even for that service. Even for the temple building also, it is important. So we are all like different, you could say, regiments in the army of Krishna. And in particular services, certain regiments have a more important role, and that's where they get the glory. So other regiments may not get that much glory, but the other regiments are also doing a valuable service. Okay.
Thank you.